This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
So, Andy, today we're going to talk about Legionnaires' disease. This disease is caused by the bacterium Legionella, and it gets its name because it was discovered at a convention of the American Legion. That happened back in 1976, and at least 29 people died from Legionnaires' disease in this initial outbreak. So, Andy, can you kind of just explain this disease to us? What exactly is it, and how do people catch it?
Well, back in 1976, this was a huge news event, and it was, you know, a real tragedy where all these Legionnaires got sick, and as you said, many of them died. And what they discovered was a newly discovered bacterium. Now, it's been around, you know, who knows how long it's been around, but certainly it had been around for a while, but this is the first time they isolated it. And basically, this is a disease where it is transmitted by the fact that when people breathe in water vapor that contains this bacterium, which is now called Legionella, they can get Legionellosis, which can develop into a pneumonia type of problem called Legionnaires' disease, which we've been talking about. So it can happen in hot tubs. It can happen when a person is exposed to faulty pipes and when there's water management problems, whether it's in pipes or especially in renovated buildings and people breathe in the water vapor that contains the bacterium, they can come down with this disease.
This can't pass from person to person, though, right?
That's correct. And it can be treated with antibiotics successfully. But one of the things that's happening is these cases are on the rise. The cases of Legionellosis are increasing both in Georgia and nationally. This year alone in Georgia, so far, 157 Legionella cases, 14 of them fatal. And nationally, the CDC and others estimate that more than 8,000 people are hospitalized every year because of this disease.
And do we have any idea why the numbers of people being affected by this disease are increasing?
That's a very good question. We don't know whether it's just more prevalent bacteria or it's a matter of better detection and better awareness of this disease. So we're not sure. The experts are not sure about that. But what we do know is obviously these cases are on the rise.
And Andy, tell us about the kind of high-profile case that's going on here in Georgia right now. It's in Gwinnett County, and it's at a YMCA, right?
Right. Well, there are two cases that were identified that were linked to a YMCA and the water area in Lawrenceville. And the YMCA took action and shut down that area of their facility, and public health came in and identified the fact that two people spent time there. And so there were disinfected procedures going on, and eventually they were able to reopen the pool and the sauna facilities there.
Well, and you mentioned that it can be treated by antibiotics, but is there anything that people should kind of, like, initial symptoms people should look for in case they think they could have it?
Well, if someone, you know, has trouble with a cough and muscle aches and fever and shortness of breath, and they go to their doctor, they may want to say that if they've been in a hot tub lately, they may want to add that in terms of information to their doctor so that the doctor can look at this as a possibility for them.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week.
Thanks for having me, Victoria.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.